Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We are grateful to be here once again. Today is Tuesday, the 18th day of August, 2020. You're listening to the Hour of Power of Prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends. We know a friend closer than a brother, Jesus Christ himself. We're glad that you're here to share in what God is doing and to help us to do the work of the Father. God is good, and mercies endure forever and ever. And so we're grateful for God being God, and we are his children. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are a part of the royal priesthood, a holy nation called out by God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so we're glad that we can look at him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so this morning, because we are thinking and talking about praising the Lord, we just want to start out with a praise today. So just everybody who's here right now, we're going to join in and no petitions. Please do not petition the Lord. We just want to praise him. So let's lift our voices to the King early this morning. It is early in the morning. So let's lift our voices right now and praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O Father. We glorify your name, Lord. You are great, God.
We adore you, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God.
Great and merciful every day.
Father, we praise you, God, and we worship you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. King of kings and Lord of lords, Lord God. For the God of salvation, Lord God. We praise you. You're the God that divided the Red Sea, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We give you your name. Honor the glory and praise who it deserves in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, for moving by your Spirit, God, by your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You're the keeper, Lord God. You're the lover, Lord God. My soul, Lord God. So we come to praise you, God, and to worship you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Amen. By your Spirit, oh Lord God, by your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing right now.
Thank you,
Lord God. God, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We give glory and honor to your name, oh Lord God. You are the Most High. God, we thank you, Lord God.
Praise.
Heaven's clear. Hallelujah. Your glory. Hallelujah. Oh God, it's in you, Lord.
Thank you.
We move. We breathe. We have our being, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength, God. In the name of our God, that's above every name, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord God. What you're doing right now, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, from every remembrance of your holiness, Lord God. Morning by morning, God, it's new mercy we see, O Lord God. Lord God, all of your favor and army, O Lord God, in the Red Sea, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for salvation and deliverance, Lord God. We praise you and thank you, Lord God, and worship you, Lord God, for all that you do, O Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name, O Lord God, that's above every name, O Lord God. Realize, O Lord God, that there's none like you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, O Lord God. For all that you do, O Lord God, your keeping power, Lord God. Your glory, O Lord God, your sustaining power, Lord God. Your awesome God, your terrible in your doings, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we just magnify your name, O Lord God. We give glory, honor to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, thou alone are worthy, O Lord God. being. Now, Lord God, to receive glory, to receive honor, Lord God. So we praise you, God, and we worship you, Lord God. All that you're doing, O Lord God, for every remembrance, O Lord God, of your holiness, O Lord God, by your mighty acts, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. You're the God that keep that promises for thousands of generations, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your unfailing power, O Lord God, your love towards the children of men, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we praise you, O Lord God, we honor you, O Lord God, we adore you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That name has been exalted, O Lord God, it's a name that's above all names, O Lord God. You're faithful, you're holy, you're true, O Lord God. We reverence you, O Lord God. We honor you, we adore you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Our soul, our praises rise up to you, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, for the heaven and these praises, O Lord God. Great and mighty are you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God. We ain't never failed us yet, O Lord God. So we came to honor you, O Lord God, to bring you the sacrifice of this praise, O Lord God. The fruit of our lips, O Lord God. To speak of your greatness, O Lord God. Your holiness, O Lord God. So we praise you, Lord God. We honor you for it. In the name of Jesus, God. There's none greater than God. None greater than you, Lord God. We thank you for this hour, O Lord God, of the praise, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for sanctifying it, God. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting us here, O Lord God, that we're able to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, and reflect on your goodness, O Lord God, and to feel the power, hallelujah, hallelujah, of your Holy Spirit, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. There's none greater. None greater than you, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you today, O Lord God, for your everlasting love, O Lord God. So we praise you, O Lord God, for what you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for strengthening undergirdness, O Lord God. Give your name to praise, O Lord, holy and true, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for causing us to triumph, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we praise you, O Lord God. And we thank you, O Lord God, I worship you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, your mighty power, Lord God, your mighty acts, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, great is, hallelujah, your faithfulness, Lord God, great it is, Lord God, so we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. For every remembrance, O Lord God. For every miracle that you work, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're great and greatly to be praised, O Lord God. It's in the name, O Lord God. That name that's above every name, O Lord God. At the very sound of your name, O Lord God. Every knee bound, O Lord God. Every tongue is confessing, O Lord God. That you are Lord, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. You alone are worthy, Lord God, of my honor, glory, and praise, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The heavens declare your glory, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above every name, Malachi, you'll see ya. Over shut, Malachi, you'll see God. So we thank you, Malachi, you'll see, they will go, your son, God. We praise you, O Lord God. The life giving word, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're awesome, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah,
Lord
God.
Thank you.
Thank you. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, of every name, O Lord God. We just praise you, Lord God. Honor and adore you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. What shall we render in our kaios? Table shut in the hole by Sunday, God. To you, Lord God, for all your glory, O Lord God, for all of your benefits, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God. We honor and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That name that is above every name, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bless you today, God. We bless you today, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. Hallelujah, God. There's none greater, Lord. There's none greater than you, Lord God. So we give you the glory. We give you the honor, God. We give you the praise. Hallelujah, God. Since
thank you, Father. Praise the name of the Lord. My God, how wonderful it is to sing praises and to just lift a voice to the King and to let him know just how wonderful he is. You know, it's good to rise up early in the morning, as we saw on last week, that, you know, praising the Lord is good, and praises are wonderful. You know, it's beautiful when you hear the sound of those praises, when you hear the voices going forth for the Lord. So this morning, we're thanking God for everyone who lifted your voice today. Those of us who get up early in the morning and begin to praise the Lord, because he is so wonderful, he is so good, and his mercy endure forever. So this morning, I'm going to find out if we have a volunteer. We're just going to start one volunteer this morning to pray. We have a volunteer who will just pray this morning as we go through this hour.
Good morning.
Yes.
All right,
Sister Helen, go ahead.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to ask our Sister Helen first and then Apostle Horsley. It sounds like both of you want to pray. So, Sister Helen, go ahead, and then Apostle Horsley. That'll work. Mm-hmm.
Good morning to my God. Good morning to my sister, my brother, and the line. Good morning this morning. Father, good morning. We come to you this morning early in the morning to give you glory, to manifest in your name, to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for waking up us this morning, turn us away to do everything we have to do, because last night we were sleepy and this morning we wake up. It was nobody done this. It's God done that. Nobody else in this earth done this thing. Because when we sleep, we don't know where we going. Only my Father and heaven know where we go. And after that, guess what? He wake up us again this morning. We don't know how we wake up. We don't know how we sleep. This is a very, 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 very glory on God, on the power and the love and understanding. Oh, my God. Thank you, God, for that blessing, because he turned us away. He made the vein on us body walking, the water walking in the body, the blood circulate everywhere, the brain from to the brain, you know, the feet to go to the head, and we wake up again. When we look in the bed, we see we turn, and after that, we wake up. We thank God for that blessing this morning. Everyone in the line, we thank God. We give you God glory for that blessing. It's a powerful, it's a loving for. Nobody not going to do this for us. We thank God so much for that blessing. For everyone in the line, he do that for me. He do that for all of them. And after that, he do that for everybody in the earth. Every people, God did it for them. We thank God for that blessing. Thank you so much for all those ministers in this earth. All those people, not only that line pray, they got so many of them. We thank God for them for this. This is a blessing power for somebody. Have a line pray to everybody called to pray for each other, to pray for the earth. This is in, oh my God, nobody else. God give you people power. God give you people love and understanding. God give you people experience. Nobody on this earth create nothing. God create everything. And he give you people experience to recreate stuff. And look at by the great career, look at what God done. We got a line phone. We all of us, we live in different states, different cities. And look at this. We communicate together. Hallelujah. This is a bless. This is a powerful. This is a love. Oh Lord, God make me understanding better. Every day I'm sleepy and I wake up, something coming in on my brain, on my mind, on my soul. This is a blessed love For me, it's a blessing powerful. Oh, I thank God for that blessing. We thank God for everybody in the street, every sickness, every hospital, every nurse, every doctor. We thank God for them. God go protect them, healing the body, every sickness from to their head below their feet, their knee, their back, their hair, their ear, their eyes, mouth, everything. God, we bring it to you this morning to say thank you because you got the love from us. Even we no good. Oh my God, we no good. We no good. We no good. But because of grace of Jesus, God loved us so much, he sent a son to die for us. My God. Nobody gonna do this. This is the thing I'm taking every day in my life. I love people. I love everybody. I love to help. I love to do things for people. But to tell you the truth, I was gonna get one child to send it back for people. The way I see people, I was never gonna be this. But my Father sits in that throne, sent a son to die for us. Who we are with nothing. That's why I love that man. I love them so much because he first loved me. And that's why we thank God for that blessing. It's a blessing powerful. We don't have nothing to do again. Only one thing we have to do. Say thank you, God, for Jesus. Because if he's not Jesus, if God don't have a compassion to send Jesus that, we already die. Because Father, when he get angry, when he get mad, oh, my God, he don't play. But if he get mad to destroy the earth, let me send my son to die for the people. And I thank God for that blessing. He's a powerful. That's the love. I discreet this every day, man. I never can understand this. Only God is a powerful. I love God so much for that blessing. And I know everyone in that life, they love God for that blessing. This morning, we thank you. We bless you. Don't forget, God, all those pastors in the earth, all those wise pastors, all those mothers, all those people don't know you. We bring it to you this morning on that prayer. Everybody on my neighborhood, everybody, every children in my neighborhood, everybody in my family, they live so many where in the United States, everywhere. I bring all of them to you, my own family, God. I know you're going to open the door for me because I believe in you and I trust in you. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, all those people drive the big truck, the delivery people. Everywhere in the United States, they deliver. They wake up early. They wake up. They go sleep 6 o'clock. They already wake up 1 o'clock to take a shower, to go every state in the United States to go deliver. This is the life they're looking for. God, please, put your feet in the brake. Put your feet in the gas. Protect them when they do that because they go look for the family. They go look to do the job. To take care of the family. This morning, God, we thank you. We bless you for that blessing is the powerful. All those taxis, everything people done, all the restaurants, anything you see, we done. We bring it to you this morning to bless them, to protect us, God. We love you. All those planes in the United, everywhere they go, and the carpet. Me, I was walking in the airport. When I go inside to the carpet, they say, don't touch nothing, just pick up the little trash. Oh, my God, when I get in on that plane, I have to say, Jesus, bless, 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 bless. That's what I have to say. Only thing I get inside the carpet, I say, Jesus, you're too good. God, you're too good. Look at the button. Look at the button they have to touch when they go to the air. And this is, oh, my God, my God, oh, my God. Everything I'm thinking, all those, I see God is good. He loves us. We thank God this morning. We love God. And thank you so much, Sister Linda. Thank you for the right way. I'm going to be with us all the time, but I can't be with you when you start. Tuesday, I should be on the line with her. But I can't because at the same time you're going to finish the same thing, I'm going to go back. Same thing, I have to open the door to go back to work. But whatever day I'm off, I'm just going to call to be with you. And I'm going to miss her so much. But if I have to do that, he's going to give me a little, don't have no time because even I'm going to put it in mute. But I have to go keep doing this thing, take a shower, put my clothes on. I see it's not going to be good for me. But whatever I got days off, I'm going to call to be in the line. But I'm going to miss you. I love you so much. I love you. I'm going to still there. But sometimes I might be put in and just listen, but can't do nothing, can't say nothing because I'm going to be busy to prepare myself to go back to work. And I love you. And may God bless that line. May God keep that line. Keep it. And he's still going to keep it because I know that line is there so long. And then I love that line because many people from every state, everywhere, be in the line. And we got new people coming down line. This is the love we got from us. That's why this happened. If we was in gossiping and hypocrite and two-faced, and he was not going to be like that. But because we are together, that's why many people be in this line, because of the love we have in Christ. And thank you, Jesus, for that blessing. Thank you for blessing. And I always hear Pastor Presley is a pastor. Bless our family, bless our wife, bless our church, and bless everyone on that line. And then I thank God so much for you, and I'm going to still be with you. But keep me and pray to God protect me on my job because it's not easy. May God bless her. May God keep us. May God love us. And I pray. I'm not praying because I'm perfect. I can't be perfect. But I am the best in Christ. And I love it. And I say thank you so much. You give me opportunity to be praying. May God keep blessing you, Sister Linda. Keep bless the line. Keep you stronger and stronger. And may God be loving of you and your family and keep you stronger. And because I don't go by side, by friends. I don't go this. I go where the God put in my mouth and the experience I do and the thing I see. That's the way I pray. That's the way I talk with God. And I love all you. I tell you that before on the line. I pray, God, for this situation, sickness, virus, finish. Because I would like to meet all y'all. I would like to see y'all, to eat together, talking together. I would like that one day God use this Linda to do that, to get together. Because we hear voice in the phone, but we don't see each other face to face. Because for me, I'm far away. I would like to see y'all because I see something, some love from y'all. I don't know if y'all going to be changed later. But from now, yes, I see some love. I would like to meet y'all, eat together, talking, laughing, and crying. Oh, God, thank you so much for that line. Thank you so much for those people. I pray, not because I'm perfect, but I pray because you say so. And I believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Horsey, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, we're still here. We had the phone muted.
Okay.
Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. God, we come, Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, and to thank you, O Yeshua, for all that you're doing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night. Early rising this morning, O Lord God, and time enough, O Lord God, to come to the hour of power of prayer this morning, O Lord God, to set ourselves in agreement, O Lord God, to unite our hearts in love, O Lord God, to praise you and to worship you, Lord God, and to thank you, O Lord God, upon every remembrance of your holiness, O Lord God. Thank you for your keeping power, Lord God, how you have blessed, O Lord God, and brought us to this here Tuesday morning, O Lord God, without any hurt, harm, or danger, O Lord God. Lord God, asking that you would just bless, O Lord God, during this time, O Lord God, with the things that are going on, O Lord God, the civil unrest, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, I ask that you have mercy, O Lord God, on the people, O Lord God, who got caught in that sort of like dry land tornado up there, oh Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and that you just bless them, oh Lord God, that need emergency help, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Homes were destroyed, oh Lord God. Farmlands were destroyed, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray for first responders today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would just bless, oh Lord God, over there in Iowa, it was, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for we at this time, oh Lord God, this hour of power of prayer once again, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Renew our strength, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. As you bless, oh Lord God, as we go through this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God. Keep, oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. Move, oh Lord God, in a special way, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you, oh Lord God, and we praise you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you for the citywide crusade, oh Lord God, and the word that was given out, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for the success of that, oh Lord God. Thank you for the, for Lord God, to be able to give out the school supplies for the children that were going back to school, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, upon every miracle, oh Lord God, that you work so great, oh Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you for the wife, oh Lord God. Pray that you bless and that you keep, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and just keep families safe, oh Lord God, during this time, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, and the Kennedy family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for marriages, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We even pray for newlyweds, oh Lord God. We pray for every mother that's carrying children, oh Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you protect against the pandemic, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, there's chaos in the earth, oh Lord God. Lord God, it looks like they're trying to kill us off, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we remember that they hated you first, oh Lord God. But Lord God, you gave us the power, Lord God. You said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless and that you strengthen us, oh Lord God, on every side, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those children, oh Lord God, that have special need, oh Lord God. Cancer Center, Lord God, such as St. Jude, oh Lord God, and Children Cancer, oh Lord God. We ask that you would touch, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, oh Lord God, renal failure, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that the body would line up with the word of God, oh Lord God, that you would bring healing, deliverance in your name right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We want to thank you. We want to praise you, God, for all that you're doing right now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. For God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Lord God, bless my daughters and my sons, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Tyron and Marvel, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are transitioning, oh Lord God, and going to new jobs, oh Lord God, we pray that you bless them in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You bless them, that you strengthen, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would help us, oh Lord God, to keep our minds stayed on you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. Hear what you deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Cover every prayer request, oh Lord God, that is made today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are entrepreneurs, oh Lord God, that are going out, oh Lord God. We pray for finances, oh Lord God. For here the radio broadcast, oh Lord God, and everyone who's going through financial difficulties, God, that you would bless in the name of Jesus, God, that you keep by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. So we give that name the honor, the glory, where it deserves, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord God. Lord God, season us like salt, oh Lord God, that we may have a word, oh Lord God, to give the people that are going through this time, oh Lord God, a word in season, oh Lord God. Lord God, order thy steps, oh Lord God. Bring those that you'd have me to talk to, oh Lord God, and say something to today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, keep us prayerfully, oh Lord God, as we go, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and in the supermarket, oh Lord God. Let us be able to talk about the kingdom of heaven, oh Lord God, and all of your righteousness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you bless and you strengthen us, oh Lord God. Here that's on the broadcast, oh Lord God. Those that came, oh Lord God, those that desire to come, oh Lord God. So we give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise which it deserves in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you. Our sister, Helen and Apostle Horsey for those wonderful prayers. And thank you, God, for everyone who came in to praise the Lord. And so scripture of the week talks about praising God. So we're going to look and see what the Word says this morning. We know that as we continue to praise Him, we will see wonderful things happening. There were things that happened when the praisers and the singers were put in place. And we know if God can do those things for the people of old, if He did that for them, we know that He can do the same for us. So that is one reason why we read the Word, so we can see what God did, because the Word tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah, Jesus. So to know that if He did it for one, He can do it for another. So here in the book of Psalms chapter 106, verse 48 says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting, everlasting, and let all the people say amen. Praise ye the Lord." I tell you, it is just so beautiful when we think about the goodness of the Lord, and even just to come and just praise Him just because He is God, because He is everywhere and He can see everything. He has all the power in His hands, and that we can trust Him. He's a trustworthy and a proven God. So whatever it is that we need in our lives, we can trust Him to do it. I remember years ago, James Cleveland sang a song, and in part of that song, it says, "He will be just what you let Him be." And so whatever it is that we need in our lives, we know that the Lord will be there for us. So another scripture, and I'm going through these scriptures, and as I'm reading them, I would invite you to write them down. Go back, maybe read the entire chapter of some of these verses that I'm giving you, and begin to see how God connected the people with the singers and how He worked miraculously when the singers and the praisers came out. So here in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 12 through 14, this was the time when Solomon had built the temple and they were getting ready to dedicate the temple. So in verse number 12, it says, "And also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Hermon, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets." Verse 13 says, "It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and trumpets of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For He is good, for mercy endures forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord." And verse 14 says, "So that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God." My God, my God. That is so beautiful, just thinking about how they praised the Lord, and they were just probably lost in their praises, and clouds filled the house, and the ministers were ready to do whatever they do, you know, maybe bringing the message. And I've been in the service, not been in services where the glory of the Lord was just so wonderful, so large, that there was no need to hear the word, because there was deliverance even in the praise. There was a such a special anointing there. You know, when we really let go and let God have His way, deliverance can come. And so even when we're praising God here at this prayer line, sometimes it seems as though we may not be able to end those praises, but we know that while we're praising God, He inhabited the praises of Israel, so He inhabits our praises. So as He filled the house there, the Holy Spirit, just thinking of the Holy Ghost, filling our temples, filling our churches. You know, when we go back to the churches and we begin to see God move and see the Spirit of God just move mightily within the sanctuary, you know, there are times when I believe and hope that the leaders of the church, those who may have prepared whatever it is that they have prepared to give to the people, they will realize that the Holy Ghost is moving when the praises begin to go up, and there will not be a time when they're cutting off the praise. You know, people can get their deliverance in the midst of the praise. I've seen so many people. In fact, I was in the Seattle area, and I went to this church, and the Holy Spirit was moving, and you could see them just releasing everything to the Lord. And all of a sudden, somebody got up and they said, "We're going to stop right here." They had to give some kind of announcement. It's like you could just feel the quenching of the Holy Ghost. My God, my God. You know, when that happens, people can lose whatever it is that they may be receiving from the Lord. But when you're in your own private time with the Lord, you can just go forth and just praise Him and just receive all God has for you. And when there's trouble in your life, I tell you, I begin to shout and dance before the Lord and thank Him for all that He's doing. And even before we see the manifestation, if you just praise Him in advance, just give Him a praise and a shout in advance, you will begin to see some changes in your life. You will begin to see the miraculous happen. The Word tells us that the miracles, the signs, and the wonders shall follow us because we believe in the Lord. And so when you believe so much that you just praise God in advance, you will begin to see some things happen. And one of my favorite scriptures is in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I'm going to read verses 20 through 22. And this is where Jehoshaphat was going to war with three different armies. And so he had to go before the Lord and find out what to do. And here in verse 20 it says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endure forever.'" Verse 22 says, "And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." And as you read that whole entire chapter, you will see how they begin to fight each other. God will use your praise as a weapon against the enemy. They will begin to fight each other. Sometimes you may have some enemies that are ganging up against you. The devil himself may bring his cohorts and be trying to stop your life, try to interfere in your life. But when you begin to praise the Lord can send ambushments against the devil and his cohorts and those people who may be trying to stop whatever it is that you're doing that the Lord would have you to do. So we want to give the Lord praise, give him honor, give him glory, you know, just glorify the Lord because it is so beautiful. My God, to know that that praise is a weapon as we see here in this chapter here of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 20 through 22. And that entire chapter is such a beautiful thing to see how Jehoshaphat knew that he had to turn to the Lord. There are times when you have nowhere else to turn. You know, you got three armies coming against you. You got three massive armies coming against that one army. And the only thing that you have on your side, the best thing that you have on your side is the Lord God Almighty. And to know that he will fight your battles. He will even fight your enemies. He will destroy those enemies that are out to get you, those enemies that are trying to destroy your life and trying to keep you down and out and keep you from having what God wants you to have. But you know what? If you just get yourself together in your mind, "Lord, I know that you are delivering me. I know that you are my deliverer." And you begin to speak unto the Lord and begin to praise his name. I'm telling you, I do some dancing in my house, and I thank the Lord for that opportunity to just dance. We're not in our churches, and I don't wait to go to church to dance. And I remember when I used to attend New Covenant Christian Ministries over on the east side of town here in Atlanta. Pastor Bill Johnson is the leader there. And one day, I don't know, I was just full of just joy, and I began to just dance. And I was the only one dancing in the church. I was towards the back of the church. And he said that, he spoke out, and he said, "There's something wonderful going on that, I mean, she has something to praise the Lord for." So, you know, we don't have to wait until you go to the church. You don't have to wait until somebody else is around. You can just dance and shout and sing in your own home, in your car. You can be singing songs unto the Lord. You can sing praises unto him. You can be in the park. You can dance. You can, wherever you are, God is right there. And so I'm just encouraging every one of us to not have a pity party, not be crying out all the time and saying, woe is me. There are people who have that spirit of woe is me, and things seem to be happening. But if you begin to praise him and begin to thank the Lord for what he can do, knowing that he is doing it, even in the spirit, you know, sometimes we may not see everything manifested at the same time that we are believing it to happen. But if you just praise God, you begin to just lift your voice, you begin to do your dance, you don't have time to have a pity party. You don't have time to be down and out. And the devil is mad when you're rejoicing in the Lord. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so with joy, we can draw water from the wells of salvation. So we can trust in the Lord and just rejoice. You know, there's so many different places in the Word that talks about joy and rejoicing and singing praises unto the Lord. And so we want to do that as often as possible. Prayer and praise, they go together.
Amen.
One other scripture I'm going to read is in the book of Psalms, chapter 150, Psalm 150 and verse number 6. And it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise be the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus, we continue to praise him. And there may be somebody who was not here when we first started, but I thank you, Lord, today that this word that has been going forth, oh God, that we have received something from it, oh God, that we will rise up in you, oh God, that we will go forth, Lord, we will pray in your righteous name, oh God. We will not allow the devil to keep us down and out, but we will thank you and praise you evermore. So this morning, we're going to go back into another praise before the Lord. Let's everybody lift your voice to the key once again. Open to God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you for your healing, God.
Thank you
for deliverance,
God. Thank you for being ahead of my life, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory to Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your word, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Be able to open my mouth and give you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Have thine own way, O Lord God. Reign, O Lord God. Reign, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, you alone, O Lord, you, O Lord God. Of the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for moving, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Forever remember the your holiness, God. O God, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, O Lord God. Praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that day. Thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Your name, O Lord God, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Right now, in the name. Name that's above every name, O Lord God. Every knee is bowed, O Lord God. Every tongue is confessed, O Lord God. It's your Lord, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We exalt your name right now, up in the name. Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be exalted today. Be his power, O Lord God. Thank you, O God. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you, Lord God. And we worship you, O Lord God, for your name.
God.
We thank you, O Lord God. We praise you, God.
We're going to
die.
from the lodge and of the sun to the setting of the same of the name of the Lord our God.
as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.